This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
And as you heard, we have a new panelist today. Rich, you'll be replacing Lisa in a couple of weeks on the Shop Talk panel. Can you just let the listeners know a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm an instructor in the English and Journalism Department at Western Illinois University, and I'm the advisor to the Western Courier and Western Illinois Magazine.
All right. Welcome to the panel.
Well, thank you.
All right. Today, let's talk about the program Tell Me More, which aired for the final time on NPR just last Friday. There's an article on the website The Root about Tell Me More, and it feels the writer, Kelly Goff, feels the demise of the program says something about the return of the white guy era in broadcast media. Do any of you feel that way, that this is, I guess, sort of a slap in the face to people who are not white to remove this program from NPR?
I think it's a big loss, and especially for, I think, audiences of color will probably really miss it, especially. But I think it did a good job of bringing voices to public radio and to a national audience that otherwise wouldn't have been heard. And I think I heard about the Trayvon Martin story. In fact, I know I did first on this show. And she also brought a diverse range of topics, not just about issues of color, about people of color, but about women, about parents, about lots of different topics that don't always get mainstream coverage.
Well, in regards to Trayvon Martin, I think it would, also brought a different type of perspective than perhaps you heard in the general mainstream media. Would you agree?
Definitely. I mean, yeah, she's going to bring people on the air that you wouldn't otherwise hear, like I said. And, you know, she really spent a lot of time talking about Trayvon. I think she had Trayvon's parents on. And so, yes, I would agree.
And even though, as you mentioned, this was a program largely geared towards people of color, Jasmine, it had a large white audience following, too.
Yeah, I was reading an NPR blog about this, and they said the majority of the audience was the white suburban soccer mom that was tuning in and listening to the different speakers. And Lisa here was saying that she really liked the parenting section of the show.
They had a regular feature every week. They would have parents, a roundtable of parents, including a single mom who I think worked as a housekeeper. and they would talk about different problems confronting parents. They had one discussion about a professor who breastfed her baby in front of a class and whether that was acceptable, things like that.
But again, voices and perspectives that perhaps you're not hearing in the general mainstream media, Rich.
Oh, I would agree 100%. And I think that's probably the biggest loss is that the voices, the people that she would have on the program were a pretty diverse group of people. I mean, she would have on, as Lisa said, somebody who works as a housekeeper, but also a Republican political operative. Jimmy Israel, who's kind of a comic, would come on. They had what I liked was a section called the barber shop, and then there was the beauty shop. And so there was a sensibility that you just don't have with a lot of other types of programming that are on the air.
The host, Michelle Martin, is, I believe, still with NPR. Could she not incorporate one of these segments into a news magazine program, such as All Things Considered? Do you think that's feasible, or do you think that's something NPR is not likely to do?
No, I think that's something that they could definitely do. And I thought I was reading that they might incorporate her more within different shows.
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah, well, the question is, I mean, she brought to, you've talked about this diverse range of voices that she brought to the airwaves. Could these voices not be brought to the air in other programs? Why do they have to be in Tell Me More? Could they not be on All Things Considered or Morning Edition, for example?
They should be all over the radio spectrum, all over the broadcast spectrum. I'd have to disagree that it's the return of the white guy era. I think that's continued this whole time. So I don't
that's
think
never
any,
left.
I don't think it's ever left. No, I do think that you know, stations are trying to branch out and bring more voices to the table. I do think it's a shame that they're losing this particular show, but there are definitely opportunities for more inclusiveness.
Do you have statistics to show that it still is or has always been the white guy era?
I'm pretty sure we can link back to some of our previous Shop Talks.
Well, this article that we read before our discussion today cited some statistic that a survey released by FAIR, that's an acronym that stands for, I forget.
Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting.
Thank you. found that 84% of guests on evening cable news shows are white. And as far as the percentage of men, I think they found that 72% of the guests were male. So I do notice it on the TV shows, especially where there's a lot of pundits. It seems like a lot of the pundits are white men a lot of the times.
It's almost like not just Michelle Martin, but perhaps the people who were booking guests on her show need to be hired or kept at NPR or hired somewhere else, because otherwise the people who do these bookings just keep turning to the same old people, the people they're accustomed to.
I think that's true. Yeah, I think they have a lot of regulars that they call on for different topics. So, but back to Tell Me More. Yeah, that they, you know, NPR put out a statement saying they're committed to diversity and they're going to keep her and integrate her into other programs. I guess she's got a new role in the NPR's Code Switch and Race Card project, which I don't know too much about, but we should talk about some of the reasons why they canceled.
Well, yeah, there's quite a backlash about the cancellation of this program geared towards people of color. But color played a role in this, that color being green, the color of money. I mean, there just were not very many affiliates signed up for this program. And, of course, when you carry a program as an affiliate, you pay a fee to carry that program. And I suppose the more affiliates you can point to, the more likely a program is to get some national underwriting and generate money that way. And I guess this program was losing a considerable amount of money for NPR.
Right. It looks like Tell Me More had 136 FM and AM stations that ran it. That's compared to 472 for Radiolab or 754 for Morning Edition. So that's much smaller.
Morning Edition is a good comparison. I will say Radiolab is a weekly program rather than daily, so it's a little bit of an apples and oranges comparison. But it does give you an idea. A program is more likely to succeed when you have that many more affiliates.
The current.org website, which covers public media, reported that NPR spent $2.1 million a year on Tell Me More and earned $600,000 in revenue. So that's $1.5 million loss a year. So
all
that's
right.
Why they couldn't sustain it.
Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.